Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Despite its name, we're not totally sure where this will go.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
Lots to get to. First of all, breaking news, Wendy Williams has filed for divorce.
Good. She needs to.
She does need to.
She needs to. It's long overdue.
So I found out the reason why she's waited so long.
Why?
Because, you know, we know that he had an affair and she kept busting him. And now we know that he has a baby with the girl that he was having an affair with.
That's another good reason.
Well, I guess it's because, first of all, they've been married for 21 years, but he's an executive producer on the TV show.
Okay.
He is her manager.
This is Kevin. Kevin's the husband.
And they are business partners, meaning that they started all these different branding partners. So he is completely, basically what I would call him is that he is her go-to, her everything. Like, he handles all the business, all the everything. The executive producer. I mean, she just like walks to the set, does the show, and then Kevin takes care of all the other crap.
Wow. And so they have such a connection there on the business side, it's hard for them to separate and dissolve the marriage.
Right. Because
she feels trapped.
Yeah, and he's the only one that she trusts, probably, like, with the money and here, do this appearance and go, I think that you should endorse this product and all that. I mean, he's literally, like, been like her dad in all this. You know?
I saw that story that came out yesterday about his shenanigans, what all he's been up to with this mistress of his. This guy's basically moved in with that woman.
Yeah.
I mean, he left Wendy for the most part. I mean, spending all this money on her. And with what you say, I mean, part of the money is his, too, because if he is a producer for the show and a business manager and everything else, I mean, he's earning his money, too. But he is just going overboard. Bought the woman a car? Did you see that?
No.
Yeah, they showed the car yesterday. She got one of those, she's got a Chanel hand purse.
Ooh, the fact that you knew that. And you didn't call it Chanel.
Well, I read it.
Well, I'm happy that you didn't call it Chanel.
It's not Chanel, is it?
Is
it Chanel?
You did it right.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
No, it was impressive.
Yeah. Plus some fancy boots. He's out spending on her.
Did he buy her any Versace?
I don't know. I didn't see that part of the story. I just saw that he was just, she's living a life of luxury thanks to Kevin.
Well, thanks to Wendy, ultimately.
Yeah. Well, but again, if he's the business partner and he's got the vision and stuff, he earns the money, too. I mean, it's partly his money.
And now just think about this. Just 1 month ago, she had on her big old fat rock on her finger, and she was telling us, listen, I'm in love with my husband. I don't care what everybody's saying on the street. He's my best friend, my lover, and I'm still very much in love with him. That was just 1 month ago.
Yeah, this isn't good for her sobriety, though.
Oh.
With her trying to kick the habits that she has with the alcohol and drugs.
Yeah, this is bad timing.
Because if she's writing that, just 3 weeks ago about he's the rock, he's my love of my life or whatever, she's going to have another spiral because it's going to hit her hard once she go through the divorce proceedings and it becomes final. There are a lot of milestones out there that could really make her go off the deep end.
Yeah, I agree with you. I agree. I don't know. I don't know what we do. Poor Wendy. But on the other hand, enough, being walked on.
You got to do something.
Yeah, I mean,
he's flaunting it now.
Yeah, he is.
It's not even that he's cheating.
Yeah, so.
He's literally left you for another woman. At some point, you have to, you got to pull the trigger on this one.
Buck up, baby. Give him the boot. Amber Heard. Man, are you reading the excerpts of what she's saying happened in her marriage?
I don't know if I believe her, though.
I do.
Do you?
Yeah.
You think he threatened to kill her?
Yeah, I do. I do. You know why I believe her?
Why?
Because she has that text where he's apologizing, saying he doesn't remember what he did to her.
Yeah.
And if she didn't have that text, then obviously it'd be, hearsay. But she has the text, and she has a text from their personal assistant that says, look, I'm so sorry this is happening to you. He's a lost boy.
Well, he's got another side of the story, that he presented evidence that, she was the one that was abusive. So somewhere there's the truth in here. Maybe they both were. Who knows? I just don't know if he actually tried to kill her.
Amber Heard reveals years of abuse she endured by her ex-husband Johnny Depp in a new court document that has been filed in response to his $50 million defamation lawsuit against her. The actress referred to Depp as a complete monster multiple times in this court filing and claimed he couldn't remember the abuse due to his excessive drinking and drug use.
Oh, Captain Sparrow?
Yes, I know. It's so sad, isn't it? He grabbed her by the hair and throat, slapped her face, screamed, "I'm going to effing kill you. Do you hear me?" He also dragged her onto the bed, began punching her. He broke the bed frame in the process. She said, "I really thought he was going to kill me because I knew that he was blackout drunk and had no idea he was what he was doing."
Now, why are they investigating this?
No, he has just filed a $50 million defamation suit against
her. They're going
so
back
and forth.
So this
is her response.
But what I'm saying, if what she is saying is true, why isn't it being investigated by the LAPD department?
I think they did. I don't know. You know, I don't know that.
You see what I'm saying, though?
Yeah, I mean,
these are strong allegations.
I know, but it gets really good. Good. I have to hurry because Sean's got to call in.
He's got to check in.
Let's see here. They began dating in 2012, and a year later, she said that he started using and abusing drugs. Johnny often would not remember his delusional and violent conduct after he came out of his medicated state. And because I loved him so much, I believed that his multiple promises that he could and would get better, he didn't. And so here's the text. So he says to her, "I'm so sorry I couldn't remember what happened." His assistant then also texted her saying, "Listen, he's a little lost boy and he needs all the help he can get."
Yeah.
I guess he went on a 3-day bender with ecstasy. I don't know. All this is just so violent. To this day, I still have scars on my arms and feet from this incident where he started writing messages in blood and oil on the walls. He threw threw her through a ping pong table. All of this is just horrible, isn't it?
Yeah. If it occurred, yeah.
I feel like it did. Let's see here. She said that then people started turning against her when she came out with the allegations. She even lost a part for a movie, which she'd already been cast. People I never met started threatening me, blah, blah, blah. She did a whole thing against him in the Washington Post saying, look, she never named him. And so now he's filing her for $50 million.
Yeah, he says it's not true.
Yeah.
This is defamation on him.
Yeah.
Who do you believe? I don't know.
I don't know. Hey, Sean's there right now.
Really ugly.
Should we just talk to him?
Let's get this out of the way. Sean is at the Mighty Millions house this morning for the Mighty Millions raffle, which, by the way, it's not at 12 midnight. It's the early bird deadline.
I feel like I'm going to win. You know why I feel like I'm going to win?
Why do you feel that way?
You know how you always have that feeling for the lottery or whatever?
Yeah,
I feel like I'm going to win because I got the Mighty Pack.
Yeah.
I bought the whole Mighty Pack, which is more tickets.
Yeah.
And I think I'm going to win.
There's a good shot.
It's crazy.
I'd like to move in with you if you get that big mansion. I can live in the basement.
Oh, yeah.
There's enough room there.
There is enough room.
Hey, Swallows.
What's happening?
What are you doing?
What's up with you?
I am hanging out in this amazing house, just soaking it up and pretending I live here.
Oh, that's so great.
Well, good to hear from you.
It's good to hear from you, too. Jamie, I hope you win this. I'm glad that you're feeling the warm skis, you know, like all lucky.
I do. I feel like they're gonna draw my name. And now tonight is the early bird. And what does that mean exactly?
So with the early bird prize, that ends tonight. The deadline is tonight at midnight. Buy those tickets. You get the 7 nights at Marlon Brando's Resort on a private island, the 2019 Porsche Cayman, plus the $36,000 in bonus cash to pay for all the taxes. So like $150,000 value right there.
Boom.
Boom. There you go.
Boom.
And you're also in the drawing.
And you're still in for the house.
Yeah, you're also still
in
the drawing.
When you win tonight. Yeah, you're still in the drawing for the home.
Yeah, I think the home drawing is in June, so plenty of time. But tonight at midnight is the deadline for the early bird.
Is Shayna there with you?
No, I'm here all by myself.
What?
Today, feeling kind of lonely.
How'd you do that?
Oh, my God. What happened? Are you guys in a fight?
No, we're not.
Did she drop you off at the house?
She dropped me off and then ran some errands, and she's going to come back and bring me some snacks.
What errands do you run at 5:30 in the morning?
Snacks, mostly just donuts and, hot sandwiches.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's really nice. It's real nice.
And so people can come by and see you if they want to?
If they want to. I'm in Morrison. I can give you the address if you'd like. It's 5162 Mount Glennon Way in Morrison. It's right off Quincy and
Sean,
270.
Go ahead and take a couple of minutes and count how many people are there right now.
Let's see. Right now there's a one and then two.
No, don't just count yourself. Count the others that are there.
Okay, so there's just two. Just two of us so far.
Well, hey, it's 7 o'clock
on a
Friday morning.
Exactly.
You get ready.
Hours, just getting started.
Yeah, the flood should happen any moment.
So are you having like awkward conversation with those two people that have been standing there forever with you?
Yes. Yep. I've told them how the grapes are.
The reason I say that is we don't really give out the address of the house.
I know. Right?
So how are you going to find this house? It's not like it's on I-70 somewhere.
Right.
This thing is like tucked away in the foothills back up in Morrison. And it's really, it was hard for us to find we went over there.
But if you do have nothing to do and you want to go see an amazing house that makes you feel bad about your accomplishments in life.
Plus, Gina's on her way with donuts.
No, maybe get a donut. All right, so what's the address of the house again?
It's 5162 Mount Glennon Way.
Okay. All right.
In Morrison.
All right. There should be a flood of people any moment, Sean.
Yeah.
Any minute. I'll be in the driveway waiting.
Okay. All right.
See you, buddy.
All right. So go to MightyMillionsRaffle.com. It's just a really fun thing to do. It's for Children's Hospital. I don't know. You feel like that you really have this amazing chance to win because 1 in 15 odds of winning any kind of prize that they have on the list.
8,000 prizes up for grabs.
Yeah, so it's crazy. MightyMillionsRaffle.com.
It's a great contest and helps the kids at Children's Hospital. So
I love it.
It's a win-win situation. Get your tickets before midnight tonight. MightyMillionsRaffle.com.
I feel like that I just ruined my tablet.
Yeah, pretty much put the lid on it.
Yeah, so maybe we'll just do a better one next time.
Yep, you got it.
Okay.
No problem.
BJ and Jamie, weekday mornings on Alice and anywhere, anytime on the radio.com app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.